Now, if somebody else asks you something, and you can't answer for this other person, you might say, I don't know, you'd better what him.
I tell him I didn't know. I say, you better ask him. Probably he know. I don't know.
And then another person might say, if the person had asked him that more than one time, why, you've what me that several times before.
Well, I said, I don't know. He answered, I answered the fire.
Now, say there are two boys that just can't get along. Seem like they want to sling their fists at each other every time they get together. You say every time they met, they what?
They're fighting.
All right. And, or if they used to, but don't anymore, you'd say they what?
Well, I say they fight all the time and they ain't used to it. And they can't get along together and they ought to stay away from one another.
All right. And let's say, though, they've quit that now. They used to fight when they'd get together, but they don't anymore. So
no,
what would you say in talking about how it was in the past?
Yeah, I'd say they done got good. Now they don't fight anymore. They used to.
What did they used to call it when somebody would cut someone with a knife? When people would get in a knife fight and cut one another?
Well, they would say, so-and-so got cut today, awful bad.
And what would they say if somebody stuck a knife in them? They'd say they did.
Well, they would say somebody cut him, and probably they would say this, that I'm going to see how it was, and I'm going to hold it to the law and make him pay for it.
Suppose a teacher's out of the classroom and she comes back in the classroom and there's a funny picture up on the board. The teacher might ask, who what that?
Well, the teacher might ask, whose picture is that up on that?
Right, and if she wants to know who put it up there, how would she ask who?
Well, she would ask the school. She would ask the school who put it up there.
Mm-hmm.
And the school would tell them who put it up there.
All right, would she say, who drew that, or who drawn that, or what would she say to him, maybe?
Well, she would, after the school, tell him who put it up there, and then she would enjoy it. She said, well, that's a mighty nice picture so-and-so put up there.
What if somebody lifts something with a block and tackle, Charlie, something real heavy? What do you call that? They did what?
Well, they call that they moving that and lifting it with the block and tickle. It's too heavy for them to go down Main Street and move it.
Right.
And they get the block and tickle and they move it.
And what else have you heard people call that besides saying they lifted it?
Well, they call that lifting. They call that straining.
Have you heard people say they hoisted it or heisted it?
No, but some of them say they ought not to do it. It's straining work.
Well, Charlie, this has been interesting. You've really been a big help with this.
Yeah.
And I've learned a lot from it.
Yeah.